Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
Man, it's on. It is on. NBA all day, baby. The big trade has happened. James Harden is rumored all season long is going to the Brooklyn Nets to play with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. And you talk about a big three. We're going to be getting into that, hitting it from every angle. And we want your views as well, as always. So we got a great 3 hours for you. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. Let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. How are you, man?
I am doing outstanding on this Wednesday, Worship Wednesday.
Yes, yes,
and,
indeed.
And, you know, I mean, can we cue up the Beastie Boys?
Well, I guess that tells us your opinion about the trade.
Yes, Chris, and we'll get into it. I get it. The Nets had a nice team. I like the way what they already had. But whenever you have a chance to add talent, you know what the NBA is about, Chris. It's about talent. And when James Harden is there, it's hard to pass up on a possibility. And once he basically threw his teammates under the bus last night and basically said that this was beyond repair and he did all he could and it can't be fixed, you got to move him, Chris, and you get him.
Oh, yeah, you had to.
You had to move him.
He was going poison that locker room.
Right, it was done. Those other guys didn't want to play with him. So, you know, right. We'll get into all that. But, yeah, great day. Just a good day, I should say. Not great for the NBA, but a good day.
All right, we got Michael Rapaport, the great actor, comedian, host of the I
Am
Rapaport podcast. Yeah, he was supposed to be on yesterday. our loyal listeners know, but something happened, and he begged to come back on today. So we will entertain him at the bottom of the hour. Let me welcome in the Odd Couple crew back from like a week and a half off. That's right, return of the Mac. Our man, DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan in the house. What up, man?
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? CB, Rob, just want to say shout out to all the fans out there that held us down. It's been a great time. I missed you both tremendously.
Well, it's great. You sound great. You sound like you.
Is tonight, no, or is it tomorrow at Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia?
Oh, gosh, we're still doing that?
Yes.
I thought I was going to get away with
that's
that.
That's made you a superstar, man.
That's right.
My goodness.
What if all I told you guys I did not study sports in these 2 weeks?
I believe it.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if it was anything
if you
different.
If you keep it up and you're not ready to do it, we might have to impeach you for a second time.
Whoa, that's too soon.
We got the super producer, Rob G, in the house. And Brian Finley, hey, on the update. So we're going to have a lot of fun. As I said, keep it locked.
And Ryan is answering the phones, Chris. Don't forget.
Ryan Bershinger, yes, who filled in admirably for Rob G as the producer. He's also in the house, my man Ryan. All right, Rob, you got something you want to say. You've already shared with us that you clearly love this trade. I'll get into my thoughts on it once you're done. But you got something else to say about it, a little domino effect.
I think so. The of course, in Brooklyn and people who are Nets fans, they're probably thrilled. The whole idea of having a big three and two guys who have already won championships and a guy who's hungry and hardened to win one who has something to play for, who has something that, like, that's just the best formula
hungry,
you can have.
Right. He's hungry.
Yeah, he is right. Hungry because he's been eating. We know that. I saw the pictures last night.
My man is hungry for something.
He looked like the Pillsbury Doughboy, and I'm just saying it, Chris. You could say
he put on
a little weight or he out of shape. No, he looked fat to me. But
yes,
he could ball out. And the domino effect, Chris, I'm ready to say right here, right now, is that LeBron James and Anthony Davis lost the NBA Finals tonight.
Oh, gosh.
That this
you sure
will
you
be,
want to go there?
Yes, in their way of them trying to repeat. And I think it's ironic, and I think it's great, because once again, the idea, the stuff that LeBron put out there about the big three and player empowerment and being able to do what you want to do, you know, it worked when he went to Miami, won a couple championships, but it blocked him when he played Golden State. They lost two championships when KD showed up, and now Harden has showed up in Brooklyn, and this trio will block LeBron James and the Lakers. They lost the NBA Finals tonight.
Rob Parker, two words, and I think everyone knows what I'm about to say. Stop it! Are you crazy? Will you slow down? I mean, we'll get into your little jab at LeBron James. We'll get into that in the next hour. But, I mean, my goodness. Rob Parker. And I don't know how I feel about this trade. Now, I do feel this way. Number one, the talent is off the charts. Puncher's chance galore. When you have that type of firepower, those three players, you can't write them off. All right. But I'm going to write them off for a championship this year. I'm saying they will not win the championship this year. And I think it'll help them in the East. There is no juggernaut in the East. We've seen Milwaukee and their problems in the playoffs, and they still only have one superstar. We know Philadelphia's got a point guard that won't take jump shots. That's going to probably come up to bite you. I mean, he's a great player, Ben Simmons, defensively and other things. But that they're young and mature. He doesn't shoot, so they got their issues. Boston's young.
Chris, enough with Boston.
And a little
how many years under the radar
talent-wise. Not under the radar, but little underwhelming talent-wise for an elite team. Jason Tatum's legit. Jaylen Brown's legit. And Kemba Walker's legit. So they got talent, but yeah, they're the little engine that could. And so the East is open. So I give Brooklyn that. But Rob Parker, this is a chemistry experiment extraordinaire. Can you think of a bigger chemistry experiment you've seen in the NBA than this? I don't know. I haven't thought back to every single year I've been watching the league, but my goodness. And it might be great, but it also might blow up. And by the way, do you even know if Kyrie's showing up?
I'm good with that. Either way.
Well,
I'll give you that.
If he's not there, there's no more chemistry experiment. If it's great. If Kyrie's not there, it gives you great cover for if he decides to retire, whatever he's going to do.
Whatever he decides, you can still win a title with those two guys, Chris. And here's the other part.
I give you that.
Yeah, that's why I don't.
But
the Nets
with
don't lose.
Kyrie, their biggest Rob, and I said this, and you know I was defending Kyrie and all that. But even as I was defending him, I was saying, look, you have to acknowledge that you just don't know what you're getting from him. And his mentality could be an issue. It's been an issue. We're only 10 games into the season. And that doesn't change because you brought in James Harden. It could potentially even get worse. I don't know.
Or, Chris, it could get better because it's happened earlier in the year. If there were 10 games to go and Kyrie was pulling this, then maybe
then
it would be right. Then I would be like, okay, there's too much instability. There's too much going on. It's going to be impossible for this thing to shake itself out. There isn't enough time. But no, there's plenty of time. They don't even have half the schedule upset yet in the NBA. We're just getting started. We just put our toe, big toe in the water. And I'm just saying, the Nets made a move. The guy was available, and you could say whatever you want. Oh, yeah, they traded some players that LeVert.
Well,
they
traded some good role players.
But you have to give up.
Are they going to play any defense?
Well, you have to give up something to get something.
Are they just going to outscore you 150 to 140
every
night?
We'll have to see how that plays out. But this reminds me of, and we saw it work when they got to the NBA Finals, Chris, with OKC. Harden, KD, and it was Westbrook, but now it could be Kyrie. They got to the finals.
But they were very different players. No, Harden was a very different person and player. You know what I'm saying?
I know he hadn't been. He wasn't a star
He turned into. He wasn't even a star. Forget superstar. And he was content coming off the bench.
Yeah,
you know?
But he's a star, and I think that this is his chance. Chris, it's great to be a 30-point scorer and people rave about it. Here's your opportunity to get yourself in shape, get your game together, show people that you can play winning basketball in big moments. And here it is with a chance to win a championship in New York with other guys. It's a big moment.
It is big because the talent is just incredible. Okay, there's no denying that. But basketball is still a team sport. Rob, we saw it. Remember that Lakers team? Shaq, Kobe, Karl Malone, Gary Payton. And people can say Malone and Payton were old, and they were. But if you look at their years before they went to the Lakers that year, they put up all-star numbers. The year before they went to the Lakers. So they were still very, very high-level players, and it didn't work out. And this is not, I'm telling you, this Brooklyn team is not comparable to, say, Golden State's Big Three. Because the difference was there was no, anybody that knew basketball knew there would be no doubt that Kevin Durant would fit in easily with those guys in Golden State. Because
he was better than those guys. He was better
than he's better than these two guys, too. But that's not the issue. Steph and Klay move off the ball. They move without the basketball. None of those three players dominate the ball. Now I got two guys that dominate the ball. I mean, when you think about a lot of the big threes that have worked, Rob, whenever you had at least one ball dominant guy, another guy had to just back up and become a role player. Kevin Love, Chris Bosh. You know, so and here, I got two ball dominant guys. We know who's backing up. We know Durant's not backing up. And I think they'll all get over 20 a game. But it's going to be an experiment, Rob. It is going to be tough to work these three together, not only because of their games, the way they play the game, but also because of their personalities or slash egos. I'm not Durant. But Kyrie and Harden, Harden's got the game to be versatile and, you know, not dominate the ball. But will he do it? It's going to be interesting.
I'm good with it. We're not putting together a boys choir for Chris's church.
I'm not
asking basketball.
For that. Still,
this is basketball.
What's that got? I'm not concerned about what they're doing after the game other than Kyrie. I mean, I just want Kyrie to be there. I'll say this, Rob. You know, there's stories came out about Harden and he's late for the flights in Houston and was calling off practices and this and that. And I don't like all that. Yeah, you should practice. You should be on time and all that. But at the very least, at the bare minimum, I need you to show up for the games. You got to be there for the games. I want you to practice, but if you can't, okay. I want you to be on time, but if you can't, okay. But please, be at the game.
All right, that's fair.
I mean, that's all I'm saying. They're still volatile. So we'll see. If it works out, Rob, you talk about a finals matchup. with them against the Lakers. Or heck, even the Clippers.
I mean, that would be great too. Yep.
But it'll be the Lakers and the Nets. But man. But anyway, Rob Parker has buried himself. I'm just going to say it. But what do you think? 877-99 on Fox. Rob says the Lakers will not win it. It's Brooklyn's world. What do you think? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I should have known you would have opened up Worship Wednesday with your favorite song.
Sing it!
One of my favorites. All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we're brought to you by Discover Card. Now, Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. All right, it's amazing. Yeah, it's just as amazing as it sounds because Discover's accepted at 99% of the places in America that take credit cards. You can't beat it, folks. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen report. Limitations do apply. All right, Rob, 877-99 on Fox. Rob says that the Nets are going to win it all. Do you think that this trade makes them the favorites to win the title?
All right, let's kick it off with Max in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
What's up, my guy? You know, I got to call in because I believe and agree with most of the things you were just spouting out there. Some knowledge dropping there, Chris. Chris, let me just say, I couldn't agree more. LeBron, boy, I know this was a tough day for him because now he realizes it's not only the Clippers he's got to worry about. He's got to worry about that East Coast team. Now, having said that, I agree. This is a Warriors-Thunder mix. I'm looking forward to it. The obvious are there of personalities and guys wanting to play and not play. That's obvious. But I think this is the team to beat now, fellas. This is it.
Really?
East Coast, baby.
Come on.
I agree. This is the team to beat.
What they doing with Anthony Davis? Huh?
I'll take a two-pointer all day against those threes.
Yep.
All day.
He's making two, and they're making threes.
And then I want to see what offense they run because they've been running glorified street ball for the first few weeks. And it's been working because they're that good. So we'll see if it continues to work with these three dudes.
All right, let's go to T in Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, T?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Man, doing great.
Good, man.
Hey, man, I just want to say this. I think it's a great trade, but you gotta think about this on the other side, guys. Did Kyrie miss out on purpose to destroy his trade value, and did Harden do that also on purpose to destroy his trade value so the Rockets wouldn't ask for Kyrie? Have you guys thought about that?
I think that Harden, his comments last night came on the heels of him knowing that the team was getting close to moving him to either Brooklyn or Philly.
Put that out there, he couldn't go back into the locker room.
Right. It was like, there's no way you can bring him back. Kyrie, no. I don't think that had anything to do with Kyrie.
But that's a good conspiracy theory. But I'm with you. Kyrie's a different cat. Like, what he's doing, Chris, is what he does. Seriously. That's not him being on a political Zoom meeting. That's Kyrie, ain't it?
That is. I mean, Kyrie, I still think, Rob, and look, the Nets, from what I'm told, they have been told by Kyrie what's going on. Like the front office executive.
They know, yes.
And Chris, so you wonder, do they know? Because people have talked about this Harden trade also being a security blanket in case something happens with Kyrie. You saw Steve Nash last night, Rob, say he's asked if he expects Kyrie back this season. Not this week, this season.
Right.
He says, sure. Like, so maybe Kyrie has said to them, look, I'm contemplating some things. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
No, it could be that. Yeah. Marty, in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
How's it going, fellas? How you doing this Worship Wednesday?
We are great, brother. How are you?
I'm great, and I am intrigued.
Yes.
There's a lot of ways this can go, and a lot of them are bad. I by no means agree with Rob that this is some kind of lock. In fact, it could cost them the title. Those role players might have fit better in this system than Harden does. We got a lot of drama in the middle of this. You got the most sensitive of all time, who couldn't handle Draymond Green. You're going to pair him back again with Harden, who just threw his whole team under the bus, and I'll quote him on this, said he's given everything he could give. Does he understand what defense is?
Right.
He gave everything
he didn't
he
give
could
that.
Give. Does he understand that? Because I don't think he does. And then Kyrie, we don't know if he's going to go off the grid and fall off the edge of the flat earth. I mean, there's a lot of things that could go bad here. But obviously, if you get them to play cohesive as a unit, Durant's played in ball movement four successfully. Kyrie, when he was with LeBron, did play off the ball a lot. LeBron dominated the ball. Harden in a star position never really has. But if you right. can make it work, obviously, they're going to be tough.
That's a great comment. I agree with pretty much everything he said. Rob, it could be great or it could be terrible.
Of course, and there's the always a chance thing, because of the personalities. But
right.
I'm always going, if I'm going to put my money on somebody, I want guys who are talented. And these three guys.
Well, there's the
you,
talent.
You
yes,
got top, what do you got, Chris? You got the top three of the top, what, 15, 14, 13
yeah,
15, players in the league?
15, yep.
Top 15?
Yep.
I'd take those odds.
Nah, look, you can't you got a puncher's chance, man. You got the biggest right hand in the heavyweight division.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. Although I don't think they beat the Lakers. The Lakers play offense and defense. They look head and shoulders above everybody right now because everybody else is just losing games they shouldn't be losing. Even the elite teams, Milwaukee, the Clippers. The Lakers are just rolling. The chemistry is great. But, you know, look, Marty said it. It could blow up or it could be tremendous.
George in New York. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, George?
What's happening, guys? Chris is speaking that wisdom and the piggyback on Marty's point. Those three players on the Nets, they're mentally weak. What happens when Kyrie gets 12 points, 15 points consistently, and Harden's dropping 30, 40. Kyrie's a very selfish player. I mean, what he's doing off the court is great, but that's kind of like such disrespect what he's doing yesterday on the Zoom call. And he's just a very disrespectful, ego-driven player. And like Chris says, they can't match up with AD or LeBron. LeBron is too smart. The Lakers can slow the ball down. The Nets, obviously, LeBron come out of the East, but they're not there mentally. And they have been.
George,
brought up a great point.
George,
he disrespected his teammates. He disrespected the game.
George, thank you. Nice. None of that matters, dude.
It does matter.
No,
Rob.
No,
what
it
are you
doesn't.
About?
No,
I thought
no.
He's making a good point.
No,
none
it
of
doesn't
we've
matter.
Seen
it doesn't matter because
big
it,
moments.
Because
Kyrie hasn't proven he can lead a team, and KD's not a leader. It matters.
But KD beat LeBron James a couple times
golly,
because he's a
won
great
those
player.
Championships.
Nah,
my goodness,
nah.
Rob,
he
stop
he
it.
Won. No, I'm
stop
not buying
it.
That.
You killed him for going there. Now you're praising him.
The whole notion. That you have to all get along and everybody's got to be the same.
You get
and we're
along.
Talking about 6 months from now, 5 months. You don't know what's going to happen. They have enough talent to win a championship. That's what I'm talking about.
No,
sure,
no,
it all has to come together.
It.
And maybe LeBron and them, they don't win. You know how hard it is to win back-to-back? It doesn't happen every year. It doesn't. And
you
they got more competition
you
in the West.
Whether you say
I'm
the
talking
Nets
about
are
the Nets are
them.
Going to win the NBA final. That's all.
He what the caller was saying made sense because you've seen Harden falter in big moments. That might be why he doesn't
have
a championship.
I saw Clayton Kershaw falter in big moments, and he won a World Series this year.
Finally,
it can
nice,
turn around.
About good time.
It can
time.
Turn around.
Yes. Oh, of course. But
whole
I'm just
notion.
Saying they have. He
everybody
shown,
before
they have
the World Series this
weakness.
Year, Clayton Kershaw was a choker. Oh, he was a great player, great pitcher during the regular season. He's a World Series choker. And guess who has a World Series ring? Clayton Kershaw, and he won two World Series games.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He stood us up yesterday And he probably, as a lifelong Knicks fan, he probably wishes he had stood us up today. Michael Rappaport, great actor, great comedian, great host of the I Am Rappaport podcast, but a horrible, horrible picker of NBA teams to root for.
Uh-oh.
Your Knicks are done, Rappaport. Brooklyn is about to take over New York. What
no
you got
sleep
to say
till Brooklyn.
Listen. First of all, that was an accident yesterday. I love talking to you guys.
No, we don't. We just messing with you.
But as far as, well, there's so much to unpack. That's like a hip saying in this this day and age. There's so much to unpack about New York basketball and about basketball in general. But first of all, as far as the Knicks, no, I do not. I am a Knicks fan. They will always be my team. They will always be. My heart will always pump blue and orange. As far as the Knicks this year, they're an embarrassment top to bottom. There's young players. They're nice young players. They're 5-6 or 6-5, whatever they are. They're a non-factor. They're a non-discussion. They don't get brought up in the discussion. When James Harden's talk about being traded, that name didn't even come up. When Kevin Durant, he didn't think about coming to the Knicks last year. Kyrie Irving, the same thing. Now Brooklyn, they have all three of those guys, which is insane, which is crazy. I don't know where to start. Where do you want me to start, fellas?
Well, I'll say here. First of all, I want you to say, why don't you just root for Brooklyn? That's New York. You know,
I don't root for them. I'm not one of these people who's church and state. And, you know, like I'm a New York Giants fan. I always want to see the Jets do well. I'm not a big baseball guy, but I am a Yankees fan. I always want to see the Mets do well.
Right.
I love the New Jersey Nets growing up, you know. Going back to, you know, Michael Ray Richardson, when he went there from New York. And, you know, so I've always wanted to see that team do well when they moved to Brooklyn. It's part of New York City. You know, they're a fun team. I want to see, you know, it's so close. If people don't really understand how close Brooklyn and Manhattan are, they're one and the same. So to answer your question, I've rooted for the Brooklyn Nets since they became the Brooklyn Nets. I was excited when KD and Kyrie got there. I've been excited, you know, all the years before that. I can't just switch. I can enjoy the Brooklyn Nets, but it'll never be the same thing for me. That being said, let me just throw it at you guys. I'm sure you guys have beaten this to a pulp already, but what do you think? If in fact we ever see Kyrie, James Harden, and KD on the court, right. What does that look like offensively to you? And because KD, he doesn't need the ball in his hand as much as the other two guys. But the other two guys, they need the right. ball in their hand, especially James Harden and Kyrie.
You want to take that first, Rob, or you want me to go?
No, you could do it.
They got a puncher's chance to win it all. I mean, that talent is astronomical, right? But I share your concerns. I don't know. This is not Steph, Clay, and KD. Where Steph and Clay move without the ball and they can catch and shoot. You know, they don't dominate the dribble. You got two ball-dominant guys that dribble, 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 dribble. And I think on top of the basketball fit, which is a huge question, as you said, not KD, but Harden and Kyrie, it's a huge question. Then you got the personalities.
Yeah.
What is going on with Kyrie? Now, I hate to say that because you can't say you're better without a Kyrie Irving. But if he's not there, I love it because I think Harden and Durant will be great together and no problems. But with Kyrie, you see what I'm saying?
But what about this? Is somebody going to step up to the plate and get some Kyrie Irving some help? I mean, listen, there's rumors. There's been rumors. This is not just, I don't feel well. The Capitol invasion upset me. Nancy Pelosi, little Nancy's 80 years old. She went back to work the same night. This is more than that. Is somebody going to step up to the plate, one of his friends, his best friends, and get this guy legitimate help? Because he's obviously, like, he's at the point, and I want to be very clear, I do not wish anything bad for anybody. But he's at the point now where if something unfortunate happened with Kyrie Irving, people would not be surprised if you're in the know. Like, this guy's not right. This isn't just, oh, I don't feel like playing, or the astrology, or my sage wasn't lined up correctly. Like, I'm concerned about Kyrie Irving. I'm going to be straight up.
I don't
like,
think he's listening to the people close to him. I think that's an issue.
Well, then how can these people – I mean, I guess, yeah. I guess, listen, if somebody needs to want to get help when they want to get help, you can't force them to get help. But he needs help. This isn't just like, oh, weirdo, flat earth stuff. This is beyond that.
No, I get it. When you're that young and that talented and making that kind of money and you don't want to play, there is reason for concern, because that's what you work for. That's what everybody would die to be in that spot. So I get it. But there's nothing else people can do until people are willing to get help. I mean, for real, for whatever it is. And nobody really knows. I know there's a lot of stuff swirling out there, but that's unfair for us to even talk about that, because we don't know.
No, I know. That's what I'm just saying. But something is not right. Here's another thing that's not right. They made the trade today. There probably have been, you know, conversations going on. James Harden, he's another one. Like who is he to sit? Like, let's just say these guys won a championship. Is this really the way you want to win a championship, James Harden? You couldn't get it done in Houston. Some of the times it was legitimately your fault. You show up like you've been at sleepaway Burger King camp. You're fat. You're out of shape. You're at the club. You're doing all this stuff. You tank on your team. And then you come to Brooklyn, and, like, is this really the way you want to get
it
done?
I think if we look at the championships, because I hear what you're saying.
But that's how LeBron won.
Do it right. I would say if you had to rank them, the first easiest was Durant's in Golden State. The second one would be LeBron's in Miami. And this would be the third. If they win it, like, this is still – to me, this is going to be a challenge just because – you got to fit these guys together.
They're not winning the championship this year.
I don't see that.
The championship this year. There ain't no. I'm not a gambling guy.
Hey, I want to bet you. I want to bet you. Let's bet a pair of Jordans, $200 maximum. Me and you, Michael Rappaport. I got the Nets, and you got whoever you want. Let's make a bet.
Done. Period. Done.
Love it.
They might win a championship now. Who's their center? Who's their center today?
I hated giving up Jared Allen.
Yeah, but you got to give to get.
I know you got to, but man, that dude is.
Who's the center? Is it Jeff Green?
It's DeAndre Jordan.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they gave up a lot. They kept some shooters. Landry Shamet, even though he's in a slump right now. TLC, I'm not going to say his name. Try to say his name. Joe Harris, but. Defense rap, I don't know what they're going to do with that.
I don't either. And another question is like, unfortunately, you know, no fans. It's not looking like fans are going to get into Barclays. The great fans of New York, the great fans of Brooklyn are going to get in to see them play live and in person this year. Do you think that they will ever see the three of these guys in a packed Barclays arena with all the factors – with that team and the personalities,
that's a good question.
Who knows if the fans will ever get to really see them up close, the three of them together.
No, that's a good question. Well, look, man, great knowledge. We'll get you on again because I know you got much more to say. When the Knicks are like, 12 and 27, we'll get you on or something like that.
Oh, yeah, get me on for that, and then, I come on two or three times when that happens, and then I'll be coming in, maybe in the studio to get my Jordans. I'm a size 12.
All right, Rob, I'm a size 11. We got it on tape, so I already just beat Jason McIntyre out of a pair.
He's about owe me some J's.
Chris is going to owe me a pair when Tom Brady loses to
I bet him that Tampa Bay would get to the Super Bowl. I know it's a reach, but
Chris bet
I got
that.
Faith.
I've been winning Jordans all over
around,
the place.
You're going to be walking around barefoot. You're going to be walking around barefoot in a few.
All right. We appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon, brother.
All right, you guys.
All right, later. More iCouple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. And Rob, ESPN reported Brian Windhorst and Tim McMahon. And then I just confirmed it with somebody that would know. Philadelphia offered Ben Simmons to the Rockets, and they instead wanted the four first-round draft picks that they got in the trade, and obviously they got Victor Oladipo from Indiana. I say that was a bad move, and I think that the package they got wasn't bad. Oladipo obviously can play, although he's in the first year, you know, last year of his deal. So you might not have him long term. I'm with you. I know you think picks are overrated.
Because we saw Boston have, Chris, a million picks. And I know they got some nice players out of it, but they haven't won anything. I just would rather take some players. Picks sound
good.
Ben
Simmons? I'm definitely would like to have Ben Simmons.
I would take him over picks. I want to know what I got. That's what I want.
Unless things go incredibly awry in Brooklyn, and I know it's volatile, but even if it's volatile, that doesn't mean they're going to be, you know, the 12th seed in the East. You know, volatile means they get beat in the second round of the playoffs. You know, like there's a floor for how bad they'll be, even if the chemistry isn't good.
I agree with you. There's just way too much talent in this NBA where they're not going to win most nights. They just are.
Right. And so those picks, they got four of them, so maybe later on it might be something. But here's the thing. Here's what draft picks are in the NBA today. When they, you know, you hear all these analytics guys love just – you know, throwing out how many picks a team got in the trade or how many picks a team has. That is hope. That is what analytics guys sell their owners. When your team, you can either sell winning or you can sell hope. And these teams that aren't winning, they rack up these draft picks, stack them up, and they tell their owner, oh, we got so many draft picks and we can – you know, that we can either get good players or we can use them as assets for trade. And there's some truth to that. But this is what I'd say, Rob. Most lottery picks don't pan out.
Right. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Hello. Is this on? Yes. We could go down the list. So what about the picks? Okay.
Absolutely.
Pile them up. I remember the Celtics at one point, Chris, had 11 or something. Yep. What was it?
Yeah.
Right?
It was about 11. Yeah, it was ridiculous. And you see they haven't done anything. They're just hoarding them.
Right.
Like I said, it's hope. You get your fans that don't know any better excited. You get your owner excited. Oh, we not any good, but we got a bunch of picks.
We got picks. We got a pocket full of picks down the road. That's nice. Well, can I buy my tickets down the road, too, since you worry about picks?
Right. And again, I'm not saying there's no value to them. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying they have become incredibly overrated over the last 10 years. They become incredibly overrated because the fact is, forget first or second round picks. Most lottery picks don't pan out. So I'm not going to get all excited about a 22nd pick, 27th pick. I'd rather have Ben Simmons. Man, I don't know what the rest of the package was, but my goodness, the Houston's all in for the future because they wanted Oladipo instead of LeVert because he's only got a year left on his deal. So that's where they're going. I don't know what you're going to do with John Wall. He's there for the duration. All right, couple, we got 2 hours left. We will look at this trade continuously. Keep it locked.